Unit 11, page 108. Culture. Exercise 2.
A multinational enterprise. Somewhere up there in the skies, 400 kilometers above your head, a huge metallic structure the size of an American football field is orbiting the Earth every hour and a half as it travels at speeds of up to 28,000 kilometers per hour. Inside, you will find several sleeping areas, two bathrooms, a gym, and a 360-degree window offering some of the most spectacular views you can imagine. You will also find people. It's the International Space Station, or ISS for short. And as its name suggests, it truly is the result of a huge collaboration between many different countries. The main financial contributors are the US, Russia, Canada, Europe, and Japan. Although it is constantly being added to and adapted, the main construction of it was completed between 1998 and 2011. It was taken up into space piece by piece using NASA's space shuttle to transport most of the larger pieces. Once up there, these pieces were assembled by robots and astronauts. Since November 2, 2000, it has been called home by 230 astronauts from 18 different countries. The majority, 145, have been from the US, with Russia sending the second most, 46. Other countries that have sent astronauts include Italy, Japan, Brazil, Malaysia, and South Africa. Although English is the official language of the space station, astronauts are also expected to learn Russian, as technical commands are given in that language. This has led to the creation of Runglish, a mixture of the two, that many of the astronauts use to socialize in their everyday life on board the station. These days, the ISS generally has a crew of 3 to 6 people living on it. Their journey begins on board a Russian Soyuz spaceship, which transports them from Earth to the station, where they spend on average 6 months before returning home. In case of emergency, they can always evacuate the station using one of the 2 Soyuz spaceships that are docked to the ISS. During their time there, crew members have a number of different responsibilities. One of the main reasons they are there is to conduct scientific experiments in space. These range from growing plants to observing the effect of life in space on the human body, in order to understand the challenges humans will face if they want to explore further into the solar system. They also test products such as 3D printers and coffee makers to see how they perform in zero gravity. But the astronauts are also responsible for making sure the ISS is in full working order, and they will often need to make repairs that might involve spacewalks to access the exterior of the station. They also put aside 2 hours each day for exercise and to make sure they are taking care of themselves. But the ISS might well not be there forever. At the moment, there are plans to keep it in operation until at least 2024, and possibly until 2028. But after that, its future is not so certain. It might be taken out of orbit permanently, or broken up into parts to be used on future space stations. But whatever happens to it, let's hope the spirit of international cooperation will continue as mankind explores further and further into space.